Welcome to Target Field in Minneapolis, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Nate McLouth. Batting second. The third baseman, Manny Machado. Batting third. The right fielder, Nick Markakis. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Adam Jones. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chris Davis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Matt Wieters. Batting seventh. The shortstop, J.J. Hardy. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ryan Flaherty. Batting ninth. The DH, Nolan Reimold. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Steve Johnson. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Brian Dozier. Batting second. The catcher, Joe Mauer. Batting third. The DH, Ryan Dumit. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Justin Morneau. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Trevor Plouffe. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Chris Parmley. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Oswaldo Arcia. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Wilkin Ramirez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Eduardo Escobar. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Vance Worley. And now, play ball. Nate McLouth is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. McLouth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Machado batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Machado hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Parmley. Machado reaches second base with a double. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Markakis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Machado scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Adam Jones is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Arcia. Jones reaches second base with a double. Markakis moves to third. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Markakis scores. Jones moves to third. It's 2-0, Orioles. Matt Wieters is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Wieters hits a fly ball towards left. Arcia catches it and throws to second to double up Davis, who tagged up and tried to advance to second. Jones tags and scores. It's 3-0, Orioles. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Dozier batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Dozier hits a fly ball into left field. McLouth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mauer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Dumit strikes out. Two outs. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Morneau strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. J.J. Hardy is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a fly ball into center field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryan Flaherty is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Flaherty hits a fly ball into center field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nolan Reimold is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Reimold hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Trevor Plouffe batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Plouffe hits a line drive into right field. Markakis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Parmley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Parmley takes first base on ball 4. Oswaldo Arcia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Arcia strikes out. 2 outs. Wilkin Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Parmley moves to second. Wilkin Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flaherty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Nate McLouth batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McLouth is 0 for 1 in the game. McLouth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Manny Macardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macardo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Macardo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Markakis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Markakis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Adam Jones is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Escobar hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jones. Escobar reaches second base with a double. Brian Dozier batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Dozier is 0 for 1 in the game. Dozier hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flaherty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Mauer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mauer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mauer hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Jones. Mauer reaches second base with a double. Escobar scores. It's 3-1, Orioles. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dumit is 0 for 1 in the game. Dumit hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flaherty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mauer moves to third. 2 outs. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morneau is 0 for 1 in the game. Morneau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mauer scores. It's 3-2, Orioles. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Plouffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Plouffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a line drive into right field. Parmley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Matt Wieters is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wieters is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. he's got one RBI. Wieters hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Orioles. J.J. Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hardy is 0-for-1 in the game. Hardy hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ryan Flaherty is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Flaherty is 0-for-1 in the game. Flaherty hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hardy moves to second. Nolan Reimold is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reimold is 0-for-1 in the game. Reimold hits a pop-up towards short. Escobar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Nate McLouth is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McLouth is 0-for-2 in the game. McLouth hits a pop-up towards short. Escobar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Chris Parmley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Parmley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Parmley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Oswaldo Arcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Arcia hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Wilkin Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramirez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flaherty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Escobar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Escobar takes first base on ball 4. Parmley moves to second. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dozier is 0-for-2 in the game. Dozier hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McLouth. Dozier reaches second base with a double. Parmley scores. Escobar goes all the way around to score. It's Orioles, 4, Twins, 4. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Mauer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Mauer is walked intentionally. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dumit is 0-for-2 in the game. Dumit takes first base on ball 4. Dozier moves to third. Mauer moves to second. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morneau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morneau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dozier scores. Mauer scores. Dumit moves to second. It's 6-4, Twins. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Plouffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Plouffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hardy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Manny Machado is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Machado is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Machado hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nick Markakis is batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Markakis is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Markakis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Plouffe juggles the ball. That's an error on Plouffe. Machado moves to second. Adam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jones strikes out. 1 out. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McArdo moves to third. Marquez moves to second. Two outs. Matt Wieters is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Wieters is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Wieters is walked intentionally. J.J. Hardy is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hardy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hardy hits a fly ball into right field. Parmley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Orioles 4. The Twins will come to bat. Troy Patton now pitching. Chris Parmley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Parmley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Parmley hits a fly ball into left field. McLouth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oswaldo Arcia is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Arcia is 0 for 2 in the game. Arcia hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wilkin Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hardy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Ryan Flaherty is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Flaherty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Flaherty is hit by the pitch. Nolan Reimold is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reimold is 0 for 2 in the game. Reimold hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Flaherty moves to second. Nate McLouth is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. McLouth is 0 for 3 in the game. McLouth hits a fly ball into center field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Flaherty moves to third. One out. Manny McArdo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. McArdo is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. McArdo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Flaherty scores. Reimold moves to second. It's 6-5, Twins. Brian Dunsing now pitching. Nick Marquez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Marquez is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Marquez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dozier fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Orioles 5. The Twins will come to bat. Eduardo Escobar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Escobar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Escobar takes first base on ball 4. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dozier is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Dozier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Patton fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Mauer is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dumit is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Dumit hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-5, Twins. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Morneau is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flaherty fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plouffe is 0-for-3 in the game. Plouffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flaherty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Adam Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jones hits a line drive into center field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau scoops it up and throws to first, with Dunsing covering, for the out. Two outs. Matt Wieters is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wieters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Wieters hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. J.J. Hardy is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hardy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Orioles 5. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Matthews now pitching. Chris Parmley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parmley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Parmley hits a ball on the ground towards third. McArdo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Oswaldo Arcia is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Arcia is 0-for-3 in the game. Arcia strikes out. Two outs. Wilkin Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0-for-3 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. McArdo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Alexi Carcilla pinch hits for Ryan Flaherty. Alexi Carcilla is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carcilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Escobar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Casey Fien now pitching. Nolan Reimold is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Reimold is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reimold hits a ball on the ground towards short. Escobar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nate McLouth is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. McLouth is 0-for-4 in the game. McLouth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Orioles 5. The Twins will come to bat. Alexi Carcilla now playing second base. Pedro Strop now pitching. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Escobar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Escobar strikes out. 1 out. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Dozier is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Dozier hits a ball on the ground towards third. McArdo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mauer is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mauer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Jared Burton now pitching. Manny Machado is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Machado is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Machado hits a pop-up towards short. Escobar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Markakis is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Markakis hits a fly ball into left field. Arcia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Adam Jones is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jones is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Jones strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 8, and Baltimore Orioles, 5. Goodbye from Target Field in Minneapolis.